Primark, which trades in Ireland as Penneys, has today announced plans to ensure that all its clothes are made using recycled or more sustainably sourced materials. It also promises to ensure that its clothes will last longer, that it will halve its carbon emissions, and that it will pursue a living wage for workers who make the clothes at its factories. Earlier, I spoke with Primark CEO Paul Marchant. I asked him whether the company was trying to move away from its image of cheap clothes, which are often worn only once.
We're definitely not a believer in customers wearing once and moving on. We're very proud of actually the durability and the quality of the clothes we sell today. What we're really announcing today, Justin, is that, Penneys is known for selling great fashion at affordable prices. That's who we are. When Mr. Ryan started the business back in 1969, they were the foundations on which we built this business. I think today, what we're announcing are a set of commitments that will help our customers to buy better, to buy more sustainably, buy better quality, and buy them at prices they can afford and the prices that they love us for. I think that, if you look at the sort of targets we set ourselves over the next 10 years, and some of them have shorter time frames, they are ambitious, but we feel really sort of driven towards achieving them. And, if you look at, say, our clothing, the things that our customers are going to see, over the next 10 years, we will be making all of our clothing from more sustainable or recycled materials. And I think many of our customers will be surprised, I think, to hear that already one in four of all the clothes we sell in Penneys stores are already made with more sustainable or recycled materials.
Yes, because the fashion industry, as we know, is one of the biggest environmental polluters. It uses an awful lot of water, it uses dyes, it uses a lot of synthetic materials, plastics, often which end up in landfill. So how quickly can all of that change?
It's we're on it. We're on a journey, and it's important to say, Justin, that today is not the start. We've been on this journey for a long time in terms of working on not only improvements in our product, but also in the work we do within the supply chain. We're very, very mindful of the impact the fashion industry has on the environment. And if I look at plastics, for example, one of the things you mentioned, we've been working on this for a long time. I mean, over the last sort of 18 months to 2 years, we have taken over 500 million units of single-use plastic out of our business. So we are really focused on this environment, these environmental agendas, and but we can't do it alone. We need to work with industry experts. We need to work with the retail industry in totality. We need to work with our suppliers, our factories on the ground. And if you look at the strategy that we've announced, it's not just around products. It's around products. It's around the planet. And it's around the people who work in our supply chain. So there's an equal focus across those three key headings.
It is a very big undertaking because your clothes are often produced in poorer countries where farming practices will have to be modernised, where factories will have to introduce efficiencies and will have to perhaps introduce new technologies. And perhaps as well where environmental standards are often lower than they should be. So all of that is going to have to change, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, I think it's important to recognise that we're very proud of the businesses that we have in emerging markets, places like Bangladesh, India, Pakistan. We have long-standing, well-developed relationships with suppliers that we're very proud of, and we continue to grow with them. And as our business expands into new stores, into new countries, they grow with us as well. But I think your point about farming is a really interesting one because, again, I think it'll be a bit of a surprise to some people that we have a program we call the Primark Sustainable Cotton Program, which was founded back in 2013. By the end of next year, we will have trained 160,000 farmers, 80% of whom are female, in better farming methods, which mean that we use significantly less pesticides, less chemicals, less water. And that program is the biggest of its kind in the industry. So we recognize that we are a volume business. We're very proud of the fact that we serve a lot of customers every single day. And actually, we can use our scale for good to bring about real change within our supply chain. And we take the responsibility of the livelihoods of the many, many, many thousands of workers who work in the supply chain very seriously.
Yes, you've also promised to pursue what you say, pursue a living wage for workers. In the past, as recently as 2019, Primark was criticised by the labour rights group CIR in Germany because factories there, in factories in, I think it was Sri Lanka, were reportedly paying workers as little as €73 a month, lower than the minimum wage and half what would be a living wage for families in Sri Lanka. Are you guaranteeing that we won't be seeing reports like that again in the future?
What I can say to you is that we have over 130 industry experts based at source in all the markets in which we source from. They conduct over 3,000 independent audits every year, and included in that audit is looking at the wages and the real wages that are earned by the workers in the supply chain. I can say that from those findings, all the workers in the supply chain currently earn more than the minimum wage. And what we've announced today is a commitment, and it's an ambitious commitment, that we are going to pursue a living wage for the people who make our clothes. But what's important to recognise here is we don't own the factories in which our goods are manufactured. We share factories with many other brands, many other retailers. So in order for us to achieve this ambition, we can't do that alone. We need the industry to come with us, but we can use our scale for good to bring about real change. And collaboration is absolutely essential here. So we've set ourselves an ambitious target to pursue a living wage. We have communicated today to our top 100 suppliers, who represent over 80% of our production, our ambitions, and we're already receiving very positive feedback from them in terms of them wanting to work with us towards this ambition. So we recognise that wages in the supply chain are important.
Is Primark going to pay these workers more? Are you going to pay those factories more for the goods they produce so that they can in turn then pay their workers a living wage?
Well, firstly, it's important to say we obviously don't pay the workers, the factories do and the suppliers do. What I will say is that we will work very closely with the suppliers and with the factories to ensure that those factories are paid the appropriate wage. And we are working, we'll start work as of now to ensure that that real wage that they take home is going absolutely in the right direction. And that means working with suppliers on operational efficiencies. It's about making better planning with them, giving them more commitment and more volume and more orders as we grow as a business. And it's sitting down and having a proper strategic partnership.
But will
with
that also involve pennies paying more for the clothes that are produced in those factories?
It may well do. Yes, we are committed to achieving that objective of the living wage. And with that may come some sacrifices.
And does that mean then that for the consumer at the other end of the cycle, that the cost of clothes at pennies is going to rise because of this announcement?
We will not be putting prices up on any of our like-for-like products. If I look at the journey that we've been on in the 12 years I've been here, we have a track record of maintaining entry leading price points on all the products that we sell, and that won't change. But if I give you one example,
how can you continue to produce cheap clothes and at the same time increase wages for the workers who make them, invest in farming, invest in new technology? Either you'll take less profit or else you'll have to charge more. Isn't that right?
Not at all. I mean, we've invested in this business significantly over many, many years on a number of fronts, whether that be more stores, people, infrastructure, logistics, technology, and Primark Cares is another layer in that investment journey. And investment doesn't necessarily lead to higher prices. We've proved that over many, many years. And I think what we need to make sure we do, as I say, and I will repeat myself, is work in collaboration with our suppliers, in collaboration with the industry, to ensure that we are maintaining the same great prices our customers love, offering them improved products. And as I said, I was about to say, the T-shirt that we sell for €2.50 on menswear that our customers love, we are now converting that to sustainable cotton from our own sustainable cotton program. And what's important about that program as a real live example is we are getting better quality cotton, producing better quality T-shirts, the farmers are earning more, the factories are earning more, and we're still making a profit, which are happy with on that product. So we believe that they, in working with the suppliers on their operational efficiencies and working hand in hand with them, we can all win from this, and the customers can still see the same great prices And we think the customers respond to this. The fact that we're already at 1 in 4 of items we sold with more sustainable or recycled materials shows that the customers are responding positively to the changes that they're seeing in store. And what they'll see today with our new launch is a much more extended marketing campaign under the How Change Looks header. And you'll see that in our stores, in our windows, on our website and on social media.
That was Primark CEO Paul Marchant speaking to me earlier.